suggested that we meet under a disused jetty by the river.
Disused yeti?
Hi, welcome to Disused Yeti.
So sad now.
Don't be sad.
I'm Risa Romano.
My name's Ken.
My name's Ruth.
Hey, you got it this time!
Yay, I did it!
Only took 4 shows.
So, today we're talking about companions that we would most like to return. There was actually specifically a list that I saw that was on a website, which I didn't show you guys, so it doesn't matter. But the names that they brought up were Jack, Susan, River, Kate Stewart.
Which Missy. One was Kate Stewart?
She's the Briggs' daughter.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Missy, Donna, Davros, Wolf, who we were just talking about, Osgood, Clara, Rose, Amy, and Rory, which they put like as one person.
They're basically one person.
At the end, Martha and Harriet Jones.
Who was the last one?
Harriet Jones.
Oh, right.
She said her name all the time. How did you know?
Because she kind of annoyed me after a while, and I don't want her coming back.
I think the reason that she was on that list was because recently Russell T. Davies, like, revealed, not that it matters anymore because they doubt she's going to be on the show again,
yeah.
But, like, that she was actually still alive.
Yeah.
Even though they made
I did see that.
Died. Yeah. But, so, returning companions, who would you most
want? Oh, the character.
Yeah.
That took way too long. I was like, was the actor, like, in some sort of missing person situation?
Yes.
Like, what is happening? I think Wolf is probably the forefronter of companions that are still alive. For me.
Actually, after our last conversation.
I didn't even think of Wolf, but now I'm like, oh my god, he would be so much fun.
So perfect.
He was great.
And also, I'm still, like, on, like, the Susan thing. Like, I feel like
yeah.
we need to freaking resolve that.
Yeah.
No, Susan is my top choice. I want Susan back.
She was actually who I voted for. They did it, like, a poll, and I was like, Susan.
Oh, the coldest way he has left somebody. Bye! Grandfather, no!
I don't have my shoes!
She didn't have her shoes!
I want her to be, like, You're really good. Old now, and she's just like, my shoes, Grandpa, my shoes.
You seem to like it here. Bye! So, yeah. Have fun with that guy that you just met.
You're in love! I'm an old man, I can tell!
It's like-
See ya.
The apocalypse, basically. Dead Daleks everywhere. We hope they're all dead.
There's probably some live ones.
I'm sure a couple survive.
You'll be fine.
Don't, he came back like a couple years later and left a care package on her corpse.
On her.
Oh yeah, you have to feed these things.
She'll be fine.
So yeah, I'd like Susan to come back, please.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Like, older Susan.
Yeah.
Wolf.
Or she could regenerate. But yeah.
Or she could regenerate.
They could be the
That could be part of the first season.
Or
she regenerates finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I still, my theory is still in Tennant's last episode, the old lady who, like, everybody said, oh, that's his mom or something. I still say that's Susan.
I actually kind of like that theory.
I say that's Susan. And that's why they have that, they share that look.
Did you hear that anywhere else, or is that just your own?
That was just my imagination. And for whatever reason, when I first saw that episode, I'm like, oh, she must supposed to be Susan. Like, that was what immediately came to my head.
I haven't, like, seen that anywhere else.
I like to think I came up with it.
I'm going to go with Susan. Yeah, it's probably Susan.
Yeah.
What about Jack, because he gets brought up a lot? Would you guys be interested?
I would love to see Jack come back.
Yeah. I'm really disappointed for some reason that it didn't happen with Capaldi. I think it just would have been an interesting dynamic because they're very different.
Yeah. But I think Jack with any doctor would be fun.
I think we have to worry.
It's not like Torchwood heavy.
Torchwood really.
Yeah, I've only watched a little bit of it, and I don't hate it, but I haven't liked it enough to finish it.
I watched it all, but I wasn't enjoying it. Maybe
that's what I loved about the Sarah Jane Adventures. There was a good while where that I preferred to Doctor Who. It was just like looking forward to Sarah Jane Adventures.
I've only seen a couple episodes
of
Sarah Jane.
It was so like full of hope and just like being like excited about life and adventure, and you know, she now had this kid, and just it was just like every episode kind of felt inspiring. and like hopeful.
I kind of want to play it now.
It just felt so light, especially compared to like something like
Torchwood. Was so dark. Yeah.
And you know, it was a children's show, but a children's show that an adult can enjoy.
Yeah.
Which is what Doctor Who is supposed to be.
Right.
But there are some episodes where it's like, I would not show this to a child.
Yeah.
This is a little weird.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to have to answer a lot of questions about, I don't know, really confusing relationships.
Some of the relationships. I don't know that I necessarily want them, like, to come back. Maybe for, like, a one-off, but, like, all of the companions that have had their memory erased. So.
Who else has had their memory erased?
Jamie, Zoe, Donna.
Oh, that's right, Jamie and Zoe, they did.
Because it bothers me. It's my least favorite way to write off a companion.
Yeah.
I want them to somehow retcon that they all have their memories back.
Yeah.
I don't care how they do it. Just bothers me.
It does suck. Because, yeah, that is, like, one of the... Because, I mean, that also goes with life. It's, like, one of the worst ways to go when you think about it. Just like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Losing your memories. I mean, memories feel like they're a part...
They change a person.
Who you are.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Part of what bugs me so much about it is it erases any character development that happened.
But yeah, the two companions that I would want to come back the most are Sarah Jane and the Brigadier. So that's not happening. But I always loved when the Brigadier came back in the classic.
Yeah.
Classic Doctor. And
yeah. He got to meet how many different versions of him? 2, 3, 4,
quite a few.
It was 3, 4, 5. Did 6 meet him?
He definitely met 10. And
we know 11 was going to visit him, but when he called him, that was when he just died.
What was the name of that one special? The four doctors or the five doctors?
The five doctors?
Did he meet the first one then? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember if they're actually in a scene together.
He's met a lot of them.
Yeah.
I feel like he's maybe met more versions of the doctor than anyone else.
Yeah.
That special was a little. There's a part where Sarah Jane gets hurt because she like falls in the smallest hill. Like, it doesn't even count as a hill.
Yes.
I'm just like, oh no. The cat wants to be a companion.
But it would have to be a cat in addition, I think.
Yeah.
To people.
What if it was a talking cat?
What or if Frobisher? It was
an adipose?
Frobisher?
The talking.
Oh, yeah! I couldn't remember his name. I was trying to think of him.
Or a talking adipose.
Yeah. That looks like a cat.
He's so cute. Canine
would be fun.
Well, no, he's taking care of Sarah Jane's kid, probably.
Oh, yeah.
They could bring the kid.
Yeah, would you want to see Sarah Jane's kid?
Hey.
How old is he now? He's got to be in his 20s now, at least.
I think he's an adult.
Yeah.
It hasn't been that long, has it?
She's been off for a few years, and he was already supposed to be, like, what, 17, 18 at that point?
No, he was, like, 13, question.
But
was it on, though?
Finn Jones on that show, too? Because he's Iron Fist now, so.
There you go.
Who? Finn Jones? Wasn't he on that?
I'm going with yes.
Someone was on that.
The guy who plays Iron Fist. In that really crappy Iron Fist TV show.
No, but who is he in?
Oh, I don't know. I thought he was, like, one of the kids.
Yeah, he's, like, one of the buddies or something. I don't know.
But maybe not.
I don't recognize him. I would have remembered those cup and noodle hairs.
Yeah, I don't want cup and noodles.
Yeah.
Let's take another break for cup and noodles.
Well, I think we're done.
Is there any more
there were any other companions anyone wanted to throw out there?
Like, honestly, I wouldn't be against anybody coming back.
No, I don't think so.
Except for, what, Adric. Fuck him.
Well, I don't like Clara, but other than that...
Yeah, we've seen enough of Clara for a while. I imagine she's the one that will come back at some point.
I think she's going to be in the Christmas special. I heard that they filmed extra things. Okay. Which makes sense, because like when Eleven regenerated, Amy was there. Yeah. So this is just what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I just really want Wolf and Susan.
Is it good that Wolf still alive?
Yeah,
I better be. So,
okay.
I can't handle a third.
So that's what we want. Yes. If we could get Wolf and Susan to be the companions next season.
That would be super fun.
And possibly Sarah Jane's son and K-9.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Time Lords don't always actually recognize other Time Lords when they've regenerated, right?
I guess not, because the Doctor didn't know who Missy was, right?
Yeah. Oh, and he was talking with that first version of the Master.
Or the Master.
When he still had the time fob thing going on or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. I think they should be able to at least pinpoint, like, yeah, you're a Time Lord. I'm not sure which one you are or something. Like, they just take a hard look. And it's like, I know you.
Yeah.
You're Tom. We were in second grade together.
I thought there was, like, way more Gallifreyans than that. Or is it specific to...
Well, I'm sure there's tons and tons of them. There's a whole planet.
Yeah.
Maybe it was more like being confused. Like... Yeah, I don't know. Like, when you meet somebody and you're like, oh... Are you from Michigan? And then they're like, no, I'm from Illinois. And you're like, well.
That's like the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which.
Is Michigan a state?
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Or, you know, yeah. It's like that.
Okay.
Probably. Oh, yeah, you're a Youper. And they're like, no, I'm not. And then...
What's a Youper?
They're from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. The part that...
Really?
That kind of looks like it should
be. Are you from Michigan? How do you know so much about Michigan?
Gerald's from the UP. The UP. And it kind of, on the map, it kind of looks like it should be part of Canada, but it's not.
Yeah, you always think that like upper part of it.
Because everybody talks about Michigan. Oh, yeah, it looks like a mitten. No, it doesn't. It's like this. And like the UP is like.
Yeah, but you don't look at that part. Nobody cares about that part.
That's the UP.
It's a stupid part.
No, it's magical. It looks like a Thomas Kincaid painting when you go.
I don't know what the fuck Thomas Kincaid is.
Aw, come on. They had one of those little shops in all malls. All of them.
I haven't been to a mall in, like, 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if they still have them.
I'm leaving all of this.
And all I ever went to in malls was, like, Suncoast Video and Sam Goody.
I also found out that there are A&W restaurants or fast food places.
Yeah, they're really good. There was one in Simi Valley. It was, like, a joint thing with the KFC, though. No, there was one in Simi Valley. It was delicious, too.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Because A&W stands for Ambergris and Lupia.
Really?
No.
I would have totally believed that.
Yes, it does. That's why they
I don't know what to believe anymore. My mind is shot.
That's what it stood for. A&W, Ambergris and Lupia. And that's why they had those restaurants.
That's where I'm gonna end it.
Disuse Yeti?